Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Greetings to you in the name of Jesus. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. In 2005, Teresa Avina separated from her husband and then divorced the following year. She retained custody of their three small children. At the time of the separation, she was a stay-at-home mom. She didn't have a job or a source of income, and the closest family lived 1,000 miles away. It was during this time that Teresa turned to the Lord for help. God answered her prayers, and He provided a job, provided for their physical needs, even their emotional healing. You see, the Lord is alive, the living Christ today, as He has ministered to Teresa Avina. He calls you to Himself as well. And that's why we have the Good Life Radio Show. It's to lead you to Jesus, for you to know that He loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave, and the living Christ who has reached out to Teresa and her family, reaches out to you today. In a moment of despair, in a moment of difficulty, a challenge, the Lord reaches out to you, my friend. Would you reach out to Him? Would you open your heart to Jesus Christ? Oh, we hope so. We pray that you will. Teresa Avina is the head of the new Single Moms and Dads Ministry at New Hope Oahu. The purpose of this ministry is to communicate the effective Word of God specifically as it pertains to a single parent in today's society. As single moms and dads united in fellowship and come into a unified agreement, the belief, the heart of the ministry is that families will be healed and God's perfect plan will be realized in their lives. Soon upon her arrival to Hawaii, Teresa became a member of New Hope Oahu. She now lives with her children in Mililani Town. Teresa, welcome to our show.
Danny, thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Well, I've heard of a place called Zacatecas, Mexico. I just wanted to say it. But tell us, where did you grow up and what was it like?
Well, Zacatecas, Mexico, it's in a central plateau, and it's basically just a desert town. There's a small river that passes by there. I grew up, I think at the time, maybe there's about 300 families that lived in the entire town. I grew there with my grandparents. I'll give you a little bit of background. My mom was just 15 years old when she had me. Back then, it was very common for teenagers to marry very young. But unfortunately, so I was 9 months old. My dad actually died in a hunting accident. So here my mom was left, you know, small me, and she was actually just had conceived my brother. So, 15 years old, a widow already, is a very difficult life in Mexico. So she decided to go ahead and she left us with my grandparents and she migrated to the United States to work and to send money, you know, so she could provide to us. So that's basically how my childhood was up until the age of 7. We were very poor, I have to tell you. I didn't know that I was poor. You know, the family atmosphere, our family is very, close together. My mom always provided for us. My grandparents, I love them. I don't have them with me anymore, but I know I'll see them later in heaven. But when I was seven, my mom decided that she wanted to have us close by. So she moved us to Dallas, Texas. That's where I actually grew up with my brother. We used to be Catholic, but you know, weekend Catholics, once a month Catholics. We were not devoted to the faith or anything. My mom was still single. She was still young, so she dated. Never actually married, but out of all that dating scene, I did get two additional. I got another brother and another sister. I'm grateful for my mom. She always raised us, to love each other, not as stepbrothers or stepsisters, but just, a brother and sister. So I'm very, very close with them. Their stepfathers, of course, they're out of the scene now, but it was during when my brother Freddie, my mom was pregnant with him, that my mom was going through a lot of financial difficulty. Again, single mom, now has four kids, and she used to work in a restaurant, and a lady introduced her, invited her to come to church. It was a Christian church. Mm. And that's where it all started. The church was actually very far away. I think it was maybe about 13 miles from where we lived. But they had a church van. So every Sunday we would call them. They would come pick us up. My mom actually was working, so I would grab, my brothers, my sister. And here we would go to church. We did it because we didn't have anything else to do. Mm-hmm. Through doing that, that always kept God's presence in our lives.
Well, we need to have a parenthetical moment here just to give the shout out to our Sunday school teachers, our kids' church ministry,
yes.
Volunteers who have continued to give themselves above and beyond the call of duty, as it were. Those who drive the vans and the buses and pick up the kids, you never know. Well, you know what? You can know that great things will happen because of what you're doing.
Yes.
And Teresa Avina is a testimony of that kind of faithful ministry. So we just pause to encourage you along the way. This wasn't part of what, but as we go along, the Lord prompts us. He says, hey, remind those who are serving how much I appreciate what they're doing, and I see their heart, and I love what they do, and it's making a difference for eternity. So take that, my friend, my brother, my sister, as encouragement from Teresa and myself. Keep going. Keep going. Keep serving, and keep serving faithfully the Lord. Teresa, you, through this process, the seed of the gospel was planted in you. How did you become a Christian?
So we used to go to a Christian church, the ones that preach hellfire. So I was being saved every Sunday.
You raise your hand every week.
Yes.
You go forward every week.
I had to. But I was baptized when I was 13 in water. But, it wasn't until many, many years that I realized that I really wasn't, because although I was going in the altar every Sunday, there was something inside of me that said, well, I know I repented, but how do I know that God has forgiven me? And as a 13-year-old, it never clicked, that it is by faith, that we are saved. And it wasn't until many, many years later when I think it was maybe around when I was 30 that finally clicked, and I realized that, even though, I still kept going to church. Just to speed it forward, we grew up in Dallas in a very bad neighborhood. Most of my friends were in gangs. They're in jail. Just the fact of just going to church and, it made me want more. So at the time, the only way that I thought, okay, the only way that I can get out of here, out of this neighborhood, out of this, the way things are going, is to join the military. So that's what I did. I signed up when I was in 11th grade, you know, and I was still going through during 12th grade. And, you know, while all my friends were dropping out and going to jail and stuff, that's the one motivation that kept me going. Okay, I have to graduate. If I don't graduate, they won't let me in. So I went ahead and graduated. I went to the Marine Corps, you know, a year or so later, I got married. This was like back in 1994. Then soon after, we started a family. We're still going to church. You know, God's still part of my life. But it was never at a personal level. You know, I just knew I had to go to church. You know, my conscience just told me, you know, we need to do it. But it's just basically you go to church, listen to the message, go home, do whatever. You know, it really never was a priority for me. It wasn't until 2005 when, you know, we were facing a lot of marital difficulties that it finally clicked. You know, my marriage was falling apart. What actually had happened, my husband just decided he didn't want to be married to me anymore. He had found somebody else. So I had my kids. You know, again, you read stay at home mom, no money, nothing. Okay, mm-hmm. So it's like your life just hits you in the face. It's like, what am I going to do now?
Hey, you know, those moments, when I can just sense, Teresa, as you're speaking, someone is leaning in on the radio. Mm-hmm. They might be going through something similar. They might be going through a point where there is a feeling of helplessness even with that. And with it comes fear. Because how am I going to survive? Mm-hmm. When we come back, I want you to let's go there. Let's talk about. I know that's on your heart to speak about what happened. What brought it about? How did you deal with it? You know, there are things that some people don't even know, and as you would share it, it would maybe unearth things in their own lives. Things in our life that are hidden or kept away or tucked on the side that God could use to set someone free.
Amen.
And bring healing to them. So Teresa Avina is here. She migrated from Mexico, Zacatecas, Mexico, grew up in Texas, Dallas, Texas. Got involved in a crowd that she knew, she could see, they're going on the wrong path. She says, I need to graduate from high school so I can join the military, get out, start a new life. She joins the Marines. She gets married. She has a family. Something happened 12 years later. When we come back, she'll share the deep things that took place and what God did and what God can do for you too. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
While Teresa Avino was in the military, she married her former husband of 12 years. As the military life would have it, she has experienced many different peoples and cultures. She's lived in North and South Carolina, Okinawa, Japan, California, back to Texas again where she grew up, Wisconsin, and the last place before coming to Hawaii, Ohio. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so glad you're with us today. Teresa Avina is here in studio with us. She is the head of the new Single Moms and Dads Ministry at New Hope Oahu. And I believe she's going to be used by God greatly, her and the others that are a part of the ministry, to transform the lives of so many who are, whom she can relate with firsthand. Find out more about this program at TheGoodLifeHawaii.com. You can get the podcast for free. Maybe you're tuning in right now. And to find out more about her ministry, eNewHope.org. Again, eNewHope.org. Take us back, Teresa, to what happened 12 years ago with your former husband.
Well, Danny, let me just go back a little bit. One of the reasons why I wanted to leave Dallas, why I wanted to join the Marine Corps, was I wanted to have a different life. I share with you that my mom was a single mom, four kids. Life was very difficult. We were always doing without and stuff. So I believe that was one fear that I had. You know, I did not want to be like my mom. I wanted to have, you know, a husband, children. I wanted to live, you know, the American life. And suddenly, you know, my former husband says, you know, he doesn't love me anymore. You know, he's found somebody else. So he's gonna leave. So I felt like the thing that I feared the most just came upon me, mm-hmm. just like it did Job. Mm-hmm. Same thing. And I'm turning to God and asking him, help me, change his heart. I love him. My children love him. Lord, change his heart. And so I knew that God was going to be the only one who would be able to do that. So I prayed. I remember praying, you know, all night long, for weeks, for months, turned into years, and nothing was happening. Still, you know, he's with another woman, you know, he's not with his family, and it was just heartbroken. I remember during that period of time, I would look in my, you know, I have to tell you this, when he left, there was one thing on my mind. Okay, am I going to be just like all these other single parents with all these kids while husband goes off and lives a merry, carefree life? And I said to myself, there's no way you're going to do that. So I actually confronted him and I told him, you're going to take the kids. You want to, you know, you don't want to be with me, take them. But, you know, as the mom would have them, I looked in their eyes. I looked at them, you know, I love them. There's no way I could part with them. So that's when I decided, okay, don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it. I remember going through all those, you know, when we were going when he had left and we were still, you know, there was a lot of arguments and communication and this and that. You know, there's a lot of betrayal. I felt betrayed. But one of the, I'm sorry, I'm losing my train of thought. I have five things to say, and they all want to come out at the same time. I love my kids, and I wasn't gonna give them up. But mm-hmm. at the same time, I was telling God, God, help me. I remember I couldn't even hold the hand in front of me because it would be shaking. I remember getting ulcers because, you know, I lost my appetite completely. I couldn't do this. And I asked God, God, help me, because they're depending on me. If I can't even function like this, how am I going to take care of them? And I remember one time going to church and just crying my eyes out. But one thing that the Lord did is, as soon as I had finished doing that, I stood up and I felt like I had new strength. All the shaking was gone. The pain in my stomach from all those ulcers was gone. And that's when I saw a turnaround. You know, the road was still very difficult. You know, I remember, you know, I prayed for such a long time, and God did not change, or his heart did not change. I know one of the reasons is that God does give us a free will. So prayer intercedes, and who knows, you know, my life's not over. You know, that might change in the future where he will change his heart. But I remember during that time, I said to God, I can't live knowing that my husband is with another woman. Either change his heart, or Lord, just provide, you know, for us to get a divorce. And you know, over a period of a year, we actually ended up getting a divorce. He moved out of state, and I stayed with the kids. I had shared with you that when he left, I was a stay-at-home mom, so I didn't have any income. And of course, you know, he actually he moved out with another lady that had kids. So now he has other kids to take care of. So obviously, he doesn't have enough to take care of his own. So there was a lot of resentment and stuff like that. And I have to tell you, when we were going through all of this, at first, I did try to shield the kids from it. Of course, you know, they love their dad. But at the same time, you know, unfortunately, kids have to know the truth. You can't, you know, at least that's my viewpoint. Sometimes they have to grow up faster than you would want them to. But hopefully by knowing the truth and knowing how God will take you through there, how God will, you know, will change people, that themselves, they will learn from it. It will help them, you know, get a lot of answers to the different types of questions that they had.
You're responding to a situation, a heartbreaking experience, a heartbreaking situation. Unless someone goes through it, I don't think it's fair, maybe even right, even for someone to act like or speak as though they know. But as you've been in this situation, as you speak, Teresa, I can tell there's a strength that God has given, sort of like how you're explaining a renewal. But in dealing with, and this is the part that I think everyone can relate with in some form or another, is a heartbreaking moment or a heartbreaking extended period of time, and the deep welling in the heart of how to process this, the feelings of even hopelessness, helplessness, and yet God comes to. How did God provide? You say God provided. How did God provide you with work? How did he provide finances with three children, and you coming from being a stay-at-home mom?
Okay, so the great thing is we had started going to a church over in Columbus, Ohio. It was World Harvest Church, and I met two friends. Two friends that I am so grateful for, because then they helped me with childcare. They helped me, you know, in the middle of the night where, you know, I needed to talk to somebody. You know, didn't judge me. They just listen. Usually they listen to the same thing over and over and over again. And they just provided. Tree says everything's going to be okay. Okay, God's going to be with you. God's going to provide for you. But what had happened was that, I actually went to a temporary agency. I figured that would be the fastest way to get a job. I walked in there. You know, there's a room full of people. The lady, you know, just brings me right in. It's just like, okay, well, will you be available for an interview on Monday? That quick.
Just like that?
That quick.
That's faster than fast.
Yes. So on Monday, I had a job. You know, I did have the three kids. You know, child care is expensive, and they all needed child care and stuff. So initially, you know, a lot of times, of course, I did have my friends help me sometimes, but of course they have their families and such. And, you know, taking care of all these additional kids and stuff, a lot of times, you know, people want to help. A lot of times they're not able to help. So what I actually did is I turned to the government. They provided for, you know, their child care assistance. I found a daycare center. The lady there actually, they took care of my kids for 6 weeks before they even got any payment. Mm-hmm. So that was a blessing in itself. So they were able to take them to school, back to school, and then back, and then I would pick them up. So basically the way our routine is, we know, get up 6 in the morning, go drop off the kids at daycare, go to work, come out at 3:30, go pick up the kids, you know, help them with homework, go to church, come back, and then go to school. So go to school.
So this was, well, you mentioned going to school. So we'll... relying on friends.
Yes.
And we always talk about here, the good life. It's not good to just hang out alone.
Yes.
That could be the worst place to be. I mean, yeah, we all need our time, when alone time. But as my wife would remind me from moment to moment, Danny, we've got to get out. You've got to get out. We can't just hide in the cave all the time. We've got to get out. And it's in the relationships that the Lord builds and strengthens.
Yes.
But not only that, the Lord has opened up doors for work in answer to prayer. Someone today, Teresa, is feeling very lonely and very hopeless. They don't think they have any marketable skills. And their heart has been ripped apart by betrayal, and they feel helpless. But God brought you here. Let's speak to them when we come back, okay? Stay with us. Teresa Avina is with us. She'll talk more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Carrie Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Carrie Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at goodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, she is a survivor. And not only that, she is a finisher. And she's got a lot of guts. I mean, she joins the Marines. She raises a family. Her name is Teresa Avina. She is leading a ministry, a new ministry at New Hope Oahu. It's a ministry for single moms and dads. It's single moms and dads ministry led by Teresa Avina. And she certainly has a heart for it because of her experiences. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Thank you. Thank you, my friend, for spending this moment with us. I believe the Lord has a special word and encouragement through Teresa today. To find out more about her ministry, Single Moms and Dads Ministry there at New Hope, enewhope.org. Teresa, in the midst of feeling like you might not have had any marketable skills, you go to the government helps you. Friends help you, watch your children. You have a rigorous program, a daycare even watches your kids for 6 weeks without payment. But you were also doing something along the way on an ongoing basis to pursue a better future. What were you doing?
I was just going to college. You know, after I got out of the Marine Corps, I had the GI Bill. You know, thank God for that. But, you know, while I was in the Marine Corps, I started taking courses, you know, through my college career, like I like to call it. Had, you know, first wanted to be a teacher, then an astronaut, and then like, okay, we'll just do accounting just because we do, you know, I know how to do that. I got my bachelor's in 2007. You know, I was taking online courses because, of course, you know, the work schedule and, you know, taking care of the kids. I just didn't have the time to go to the campus. I have to tell you, it was the best feeling, you know, to click that enter button to submit my last assignment. And, you know, it is finished.
It is finished. Well, so. And you work for the state of Ohio mm-hmm. as a compliance auditor. Mm-hmm. Before accepting the job with the Navy as auditor for the Pacific Fleet.
So let me tell you a really quick thing with that. So, you know, I had you know, for my college, you know, from the very first class to the very last class, 14 years. 7 colleges and 14 years. So, you know, anybody that's pursuing that and you're going on your 5th year and you're saying, oh, this is taking too long, it's just don't give up. You know, the benefits of it are great. So I had to share with you, you know, that I walked into this temp agency and, you know, gave me the job right away. So I worked with them for about a year, you know, and then they promised me that they were going to hire me. You know, when the year came around, you know, I wasn't hired. In fact, I was actually fired from my job. So here I am back to square one again. Sometimes, you know, you're going through single mom. You feel like you take one step and then you have to take another step back. So here I am without a job again. You know, I had actually finalized my divorce the Friday before. So here I'm at home, and of course, you know, going home crying, you know, what am I going to do now and stuff. And I remember when I was praying, God said, Teresa, don't worry, I will take care of it. But of course, you know, I was like, yes, God, I trust you. So what did I do? Okay, I got up. It's like, okay, I trust you, God. I know you're going to provide, but let me go apply for welfare first. You know, you always had to have a backup plan. I remember going to the welfare office, and the whole time, you know, someone's telling me, okay, God says he's going to provide, so don't, you know, you don't need to be here. But I'm like, you know, but, you know, just in case, you know. So I remember waiting in that office for, you know, I dropped off the kids around 7 in the morning. And it was almost 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I was still there. I'm telling the lady, I've been waiting so many hours, you know, when is somebody going to help me with this? And finally they came out and it's like, ma'am, you're going to have to make another appointment and come back later. So I just broke down again, and it's like, see, God's telling you he's going to take care of it. You don't need to be here. I went back home crying again. Sure enough, that night, some friends stopped by. Of course, you know, I know you guys have heard this story before. This is the first time that had happened to me. Brought home, you know, a month's worth of groceries for free, and they were there. And, you know, as soon as they walked in, it's like, it was God telling me, see, I told you, I am going to provide for you. And so he did. So I was actually unemployed for 2 months during that time. My tithes were more than when I was working. You know, I would get money coming from here, from there. And, you know, we were good. You know, I remember going and helping at the church, you know, vacuuming, because I was like, okay, you know, vacuum of the big old auditorium. I'm right there for myself. And I'm telling God, your word says that when I put you first, you're going to take care of me and my family. So I'm doing this because I'm trusting for you to take care of me and my family. So two months pass by, and then I get a job paying almost twice as much as what I was making. And this, you know, every year it's just been like that. There's just been increase. God is faithful to his word.
So what would you say to a single mom right now who is in a moment of trepidation because of the situation? Maybe lost a job. Maybe is afraid that they're going to get fired or let go. The bank account has not only is it running low, it is depleted. Teresa, what would you say to her?
I would say, I've been there. I know exactly what you're feeling. God knows exactly what you're feeling. And he's there with you, and all he wants to do is he wants to put his arms around you and hold you and just give you the confidence to know that for you to put your trust in him, and he will take care of you. Have faith. You know, you have no other choice but to trust him. So do it. Do it, and he will not fail you. Stop trusting in your own physical abilities. Stop trusting in the government. Stop trusting in other people. And just take God for his word. Open up that word and read it. And, you know, and put confidence in him that he will do it. If he did it, you know, for all those people that you're reading about, if he did it for them, he's going to do it for you. You know, he's not a preferer of people. He loves you the same as he loves them. You know, one of the things that brought me through all of this is that, you know, the Bible says that God is the husband to the widow. He is the father to the fatherless. You know, when I didn't have any, and at times when I did without, I'm like, okay, God, your word says that you are the husband. You know, a husband provides for his family. And I know that you're better than, you know, than a human husband. You're everything in this earth belongs to you. All you have to do is say it, Lord, and I will have it. I did ask God many times, you know, you said this, Lord, you said this, and I'm going to trust you. And every time that doubt came into my mind, because I have to tell you, doubt comes to my mind all the time. We just take that doubt out and replace it, you know, with the word of God. It might sound, you know, too simple. It is. It is simple. That's it.
A word from Teresa Avina. You know, there's certain things that someone goes through in life that just perfectly allows them to convey a message to our hearts. And I believe that's the case here. And so the Lord brings her right here in studio, the Good Life Radio Show, to speak heart to heart with you. Now, she leads a ministry at New Hope Oahu. It's a new ministry, single moms and dads ministry at New Hope Oahu. When we come back, Teresa Avina will share about the ministry. She sees a mom. She speaks to moms. But it's a ministry for single moms and dads. We haven't forgotten about you, Dad, as much as we haven't forgotten about you, Mom, because the Lord has not forgotten. He loves you, He knows you, and He wants to build you up. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Wyndham Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So, what if someone is on the verge of being a single parent? Maybe someone is has been a single parent for a number of years. Maybe someone is a veteran as a single parent. Well, we have Teresa Avina here. She's been through the ropes and the rigmarole. She's been around the track many times, and she comes and speaks with a very tender heart of compassion, understanding, and a practical insight. Not only that, she leads a ministry, a new single moms and dads ministry at New Hope Oahu. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and again, Teresa Avina is in studio with me today. You can find out more about her ministry at enewhope.org. And again, to get this program and the resources of The Good Life, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Teresa, the ministry, how did it come about? How did God speak to you about it?
Well, Danny, so I've been a single parent since 2005. You know, in my church over there in Ohio, we did not have a single parent. We had one for marriage. We had one for singles. No kids, singles. And a lot of times, you know, they would all get together. I just felt, okay, I have a little part of here, little part of here, little part of there, but they couldn't. Never really, they couldn't relate to me, and at some level, I felt like I couldn't relate to them. You know, of course, you know, single parents talk to other married couples, and they're like, oh, I understand how you feel, but you mentioned before, I'm sorry, but if you don't know where I'm from, you might be compassionate towards my situation, but you don't fully understand it.
I could have sympathy,
yes,
but I cannot have empathy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I know there's a lot of us. I did some research on the internet. You know, about 25% of the divorced couples are single parents. We already know
25%.
We know that the divorce rate is somewhere around 50%. So there's a lot of us, and for me, I just want to meet other people that I can relate to, that I can share my struggles, that I can share my triumphs. You know, a lot of times my needs, they're very simple. You know, I could, you know, have, you know, sit with me at church. You know, let me tell you what my child did at how they did at school. You know, and also, you know, couples and married people can say this. You know. Just a lot of times the road that we take in order for our children to accomplish things, it took us a little bit longer than it's taken other people. But for this one, I also, you know, through since 2005, I've gone through different stages in my life. You know, of course, you know, like in the beginning, didn't have the job, so our physical needs, we had a lot of needs like that. And then, you know, there was, you know, when we were going, my ex-husband and I, when we were going through the divorce, a lot of emotional stuff. So now, you know, there was a period I remember, you know, because I prayed for my marriage to stay together. I prayed for a long time. And then I would share my testimony sometimes with other couples that had separated. And God would put them together. And then I remember asking God, why are you doing it for them and you are not doing it for me? And resentment started to build. You know, I started getting offended for God. And I didn't realize that until some years later. It's like, because, and sometimes it almost became kind of difficult for me to pray. God, well, you didn't answer that one, you know. Are you even going to answer this one? And, you know, and it's not that I knew he wouldn't. I knew he did, but there was just something in the back of my mind saying, why didn't you do it? Or why haven't you done it? So I know with single parents, you know, I don't know any single parent that chose to be single. I just know that they didn't have any choice, but, to be a single parent. So that's a big difference, and I know we have to, you know, a lot of times we blame people. You know, I'm single because you did this to me. Sorry, but you know, we have the only person we're responsible for is ourselves. So the person we're going, you know, the person that I have to be concerned with is myself. Okay, how can I live my life better? I'm not going to blame my ex-husband, you know. Oh, you know, I'm over here living in poverty, you know, I don't have a car, I don't have this because of what you did to me. No, I have to take responsibility for myself and, you know, see the vision. This is where I am. Where do I need to go? And I want to share that vision, you know, with the single moms and single fathers here in Hawaii. God's given me success, and I have a lot of people look at me and say, Teresa, you're so strong. I'm the weakest person that you can think of. It's the God inside of me that has given me the strength, that has, you know, provide open doors coming here to Hawaii is an opportunity, you know, it's testimony in itself. I was in my job for 7 years. I had asked for a promotion, you know, the promotions were being given to everybody else but me. Finally, I'm like, okay, God, I need a promotion or I need a new job, you know, I actually started trusting in Him, giving my offerings based on, okay, this is how much I need to earn, God, okay? And 6 months later, here I am. They moved over here. They moved all my household goods. They moved my kids over here. They even gave me a bonus for taking the job. Have you ever given a bonus for taking a job? Huh. You know, but it's God that did all of that. You know, it's like I'm powerless, but you know, He opens those doors. You know, He takes care of His children. He might not take care of you the way you tell Him to, but His plans are always good. They're to prosper you. They're to give you a good life, and that's what we need to focus on.
One thing I greatly appreciate, Teresa, is that in your success, and yes, there is success. God has given you success. Mm-hmm. You have not forgotten where you've come from, what you've been through, and the heart to love and to care and to share and to give and give of yourself so others will have the hope of Jesus Christ. As Christ has been there for you, we always say that the Lord will be there for our friend, our brother, our sister. Teresa, would you please pray for someone who is in a situation where you were? And they sure could use prayer as much as you could use somebody who have prayed and have been praying and prayed for you. Pray for them. We've got a few moments, a couple minutes or so, please.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for this opportunity, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that your word is alive through our mouths, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that your word goes forward and it accomplishes what you set it for to do. And right now, Lord, those ears that are listening, Lord, I pray, Lord, that your word will penetrate inside their heart, that you will let them know that hole that is inside of them, that thing that they have been searching for in a man, in a job, in, you know, the things of this world, Lord, that hole can only be filled with you. I thank you, Father, because you are not just a God, Lord. You are our friend. You are a provider. You are the great counselor. You are the God of more than enough. You are the God that's always patient. You are always kind, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that when we call out your name, you are there right away. Father, you know the heart of everybody that's listening right now. You know their needs. You know what they've been praying for. And sometimes, Lord, even when the words won't come out and the only thing that will come out are tears, you understand the language of the tears. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because you do provide. You provide for their every need, Lord. You provide for their hearts to be healed, for the children, Lord. You provide for their healing, Lord. Your word says that our children shall be raised by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of our home. Mm. That's what we ask for, Lord. There, our families will be your perfect model, the perfect model of a husband and a wife, and their children, Lord. That is your perfect model. But we find ourselves, Lord, as single parents, far away from it, Lord. But until we get there, until you take us, Lord, to that place, Lord, we're going to, the husbands, Lord, they're going to consider you their wife. The wives are going to consider you the husband, Lord. We're going to ask you, Lord, that you work inside of us, that you would mold us, Lord, and that you would shape us into that partner, that perfect partner, Lord. That perfect partner where we will be just serving you, where we will be in unison with you. We thank you, Father, because all these things, Lord, they don't complete us, Lord, but you are the only one. You are the only one, and in you we put our trust. We thank you, Lord, that even our children, Lord, our children are not going to go astray, Lord, but then they're going to keep their eyes focused on you. Mm-hmm. We thank you, Father, and we believe in your word because you are faithful, Lord. You are faithful to your word and to perform it. And we know that as we seek you and we seek your righteousness, Lord, that you will provide for everything else. We thank you, Lord, for that added measure of faith that we will trust in you through our circumstances, through our situations. We will put our trust in you and nobody else. We thank you, Father, and we will give you the glory. We will give you the honor. And we know, Lord, that even out of our lives, the only thing that will come out of here is just a great testimony of what a wonderful God you are. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Teresa, it has been an incredible blessing to be here with you, a woman whose heart has been so powerfully and graciously molded by the Lord, and a woman of prayer. It's so evident that you have prayed much, and the closeness with the Lord, and to pray for our dear listeners today. You mentioned the language of the tears that God hears and knows. He translates.
Yes.
My dear friend, you've been blessed today. I have. I mean, this has been a divine moment with Teresa Avina, who leads New Hope Oahu's Single Moms and Dads Ministry. Teresa, thank you.
You're welcome for being
with us today. And that's our hope, that you've been so moved through the inspirational heart sharing of Teresa Avina. You can find out more about her ministry, Single Moms and Dads Ministry at New Hope, at enewhope.org. You know what? God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. We've got a special presentation for you there. To help us with your financial support, to make a donation, thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. Isaiah 43:19 says, I am about to do something new. See, I've already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the wasteland. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Teresa Avina. Find out more at enewhope.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.